All right. What's up, Pit Light Barbecue? We're back with another little rundown from our boy Dennis Butterworth from Four Pig Barbecue. Gracious enough to give me a couple minutes on day one of the Houston Livestock and Rodeo. Also, this broadcast brought to you by Uncle Steve Shake. So what's up, Butter?
Man, you know, anytime I hear barbecue, I know I'm in the right place, man. I love it, dude. I'm glad you're here, man. This is the calm before the storm, but you can feel the waves slowly building. We're getting ready, man. It's so close. We got about an hour.
An hour before it all kicks off.
To get going. So it's just tiny things right now. We're tidying up. Get ready for the sponsors to roll in.
Yeah.
Get some good food and a lot of good food.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
The setup is amazing. Thank you.
Stage. I was telling the boy to keep that they're asking. What's the payoff?
It's moving. That's the bunker, man.
And it moves.
Just radio control. Yeah.
Radio control. Roll it right down the thing.
The only one in the world that I know of. It was definitely the first radio.
First
control.
One. Yep. Yeah. But for how long have you been doing?
So Houston, officially, I've been out here. I started as an agent in a tent about 15 years ago. And I took over owner of this spot in 2019. I was kind of the owner, but we were another teammate. And finally, my partner was like, I'm officially done. I don't care for the team name. I want you to have it called Warp Pig.
Yeah.
But our team is called Warp Pig. Like, I don't care about that name. I want it to be Warp Pig. So it's a good rant with it. And it's crazy. You know, we used to, everything out here, every dollar spent was great. I go out and post. Like when there was Lost Village, I was teasing the other owner. I was like, man, we'd be happy with that. We got so fucking involved in the first year of modern champagne was flowing, you know. Now, I mean, it's 240, which you gotta have, you know. Man, it's amazing how much money this party holds. But it's all for a good cause. And we raised a lot of money for Old Honor charity through our merchandise sales. And, you know, our biggest sponsor isn't a money sponsor. The people that own the crowds, they own Johnny Walker, they own Don Julio, they provide all the liquor for free. It's amazing. So my general admission gifts will be here. There's no plastic bottles.
Yeah.
It's all
nice. Each night you run a different
we're really about the party. It's just, hey, get in here early, get your food. We're gonna tear your tables down and open up the pantry. And there's no country clubs. You know, it's the DJ keeps the beat going all night. We don't do bands. We keep people dancing and have a good time. I'm an old DJ, so
yeah.
I'm very particular on the music play here. So there's no themes, it's just, you know, tonight is technically what people want to call sponsors.
Yeah.
So we offer ribs on the menu, and then the rest of the night, so we do brisket, ribs, and sausage tonight, tomorrow, and then Saturday, brisket.
Yep.
I like to get sponsors of ribs.
Yeah.
A little fancier, you know.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, this is a great time, and, you know, we went by earlier while you were out running around.
I was on the news this morning.
Yeah, I saw it.
So I had to wake up at 4 and throw a chicken on the rectum.
Yep.
So I was like, I gotta go back to the apartment to take a nap. And I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Everybody was like, where are you at? Why aren't you answering? I was like, y'all got it covered, man. I just want a nap.
Give me an hour. Oh, that's good. That's good. But obviously, everything with War Pig's going great.
Yeah. Salsa and rubs are going great. You know, we're getting a couple more rubs on the shelf of ATB starting in May.
Yeah.
So we'll have three rubs, all of our rubs will be in ATB, and then three of our salsa are in ATB, which obviously is our biggest customer.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're working on that Nature Micro.
Yeah, I got it.
It's a crawl run.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you just have a lot of money and you want to spend it the wrong way. I'm 7 years in now, so I feel like I've got a pretty good grasp.
Yeah,
I've learned
a tenth.
Yeah,
but
I don't know what I don't know yet. So I'm figuring it out.
Well, I will ask you a question, see if you know the answer to this. We all know that this year I had moved the show from the studio to the house. Can you name last guest I had in the studio.
Later, it was me.
That's right. Wrong to the man of pride.
That's the first time.
Video, you got a wristband tonight.
That's right. Me. Yeah, thank you.
But
turn it all for everybody. Something's on butter.
That is, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving
it a couple
of minutes. Yeah, we got to cover. By the last, I missed the first couple. Came last year, and what I noticed was coverage.
Yeah.
It was all about the card. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to, I'm going to hit it next year, meaning now. Hit it on Thursday, talk to a bunch of guys who are running the tents, who are the pit masters, who are doing the cooking, who are really the heart and soul of the party itself, to bring all those guys, you and everybody, the recognition for all the work, because this is 2024. The planning for 2025 starts Sunday morning.
Oh, it definitely does. And I think the heart and soul of this event is my team. And I say that 100% wholehearted. We have one of the longest running barbecue teams in competition. We've never lost a member. We've gained a member since 2009. And they've been out here since last Friday. And I've been back. I've become the guy that brings in lunch. You know, like you said, I get so tied up.
Yeah.
But I have people running every single department, and they're killing it, and I love my team. And it's truly a blessing to have those guys. Tonight, man, we're just gonna come with, you know. Houston, like I told you before, I love all the world champions. Right? The American Raw, the biggest one. You know, it's the one that, you know, everybody wants to win that one, definitely. It's a Cooper's World Champion.
Yes.
And the people that throw the parties out there like to brag about how big the party is.
Yeah.
We'll see what real parties are. No offense.
Yeah.
This is a party or cook off, but we have a lot of serious cooks out here too. That, you know, we're going to throw a good party. We're going to party our ass on Friday night. Saturday morning, we're up, you know, taking a fire. It's just different. You know, we build villages out here.
So it's crazy. Wild. Yeah. You know, whenever I talk to people back home, I'm like, the event is held at NIT Stadium in the Texas place. It takes up the entire parking lot. It is 200 individual tents, parties, and it goes for miles. You could take an entire day, literally walk around, and won't hit everybody. Yeah. I actually found a section that I didn't see last year.
Yeah, definitely. I have my little track wheelchair I drive around, and we went around today, and about an hour later, I had seen everything.
Yeah.
And I'm on a wheelchair, you know, rolling around. And I was like, shit, we got to get back to this. You know what? They catch those guys tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. But thank you so much for giving me a couple of minutes of your time. You guys were getting set to kick off, so I'll get out of your way.
Right.
But thank you, brother. Always appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Thank you, guys. Y'all come over and have a drink.
All right. All right, guys. We're going to be at Dennis Butterworth from Wolfpig. We'll be heading over to Champions Row, meet up with Brother Bill Purvis, then Brother Urkel from Uncle Bates, and Machete Boys, and then everybody over there. And so we'll be back. Keep your smoke rolling.